Blog Talk Radio.
Red.
What up?
Red. Red.
What's good? What's going on?
How you doing, man?
How you doing, Brother B?
I'm chilling. I feel like we haven't been on in a long time.
In ages.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? How y'all doing? It is Big Red and Brother B. We in the house.
Hello? Hello?
What up?
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I hit the mute button by accident. I'm sorry. All right, so we got to do that again. Once again, what's up? What's going on? It is Big Red, Brother B, the menu. On Deck, Blog Talk Radio. What's up, world? How y'all doing?
What's up, everybody? What's good?
What's up? How you doing, Red? How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm chilling.
Chill, that's what's up.
That's what I'm doing. Chilling.
I gotcha. I'm doing the same. I noticed this weather, man. This cool weather. Oh, man. Be making me want to hibernate. Just want to just crash.
It ain't that
like
cold.
You know what it is? Even the coolest weather, like cool, I get sleepy. Cool weather makes me sleepy.
Oh, my God.
So
cool
weather
makes
me
sleepy?
I can't rock. Cool weather makes me sleepy. Like, I sleep the best when it's, like, cool or it's, like chilly. I sleep real good. So, I was like.
Well, that's
like,
true.
You ever, like, wake up? Like, you ever wake up in the middle of the night and, like, damn, I hope it ain't time and you know, that's but closer to the time you got to get up and then you look. It's like, oh, I only been asleep for a few hours, so I can go back and get some more sleep. And you'd be so happy, you know, but, you know, you feel a little disturbed because you had to get up and go to the bathroom. Now you got to get comfortable again. But, yeah, man.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, cool. Well, yeah.
You don't want to have one of them dreams.
Oh,
you don't want to have one of them dreams.
I used to think it was just me, but yo, yeah, if you have a dream that you go into the bathroom, yo, that's a setup. That's
sure is.
Yeah, that's not cool, man. Like
I hate those
dreams. That's not real cool. Yeah, man. I once in a while, but then you gotta like really catch yourself before you turn around and you be like. Like in the bed, like feeling like you on Gilligan's Island or something. It's just not, it's not cool.
Like Gilligan's
not
Island.
Cool. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like you'd be in the bed, like, oh my gosh, what happened? So, I don't know. So certain things some of us have in common more than others. I thought that was just me, but then other people be having to tell me, oh, shit, what? Like, okay. So, but I wonder
that
what happens
to me, especially when I get comfortable.
What happens when people like that actually go, like yo, like they go the whole thing, they do the whole damn thing, they just, and it's always peeing. It's nothing else.
Yeah,
it's
they got it ain't number two.
Peeing.
Oh my god.
Well, oh, just imagine. Like yo, how do you explain that? Like you know what I'm saying? Like oh, I shit it in my dream. I thought I was shitting in my dream.
He said, "How do you explain that?"
Yeah, how do you come back from that? Like you don't.
Oh my god!
Wow. Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Anyway, Anyway, once again, Big Red Brother B with the menu, Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. And before we get underway, I just want to give a shout out. To, you know, United States, all across the, you know, the United States, man. Thank you for, you know, supporting us and, you know, all that good stuff.
Shout out.
Yeah, for sure. You know, thank you for supporting us. And the other places that support us as well, you know, which is...
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely, you know, cool.
Definitely feels good.
Yeah. I'm trying to... How did I lose it? Okay. I said, no, I wanted to, I was actually trying to look up, okay, here we go. God dang on computers. Stink sometimes. So, yeah. So, I just want to give a shout out once again to the United States, the United Kingdom, Canada, India,
all right.
Ireland. Big up, big up. Good looking out. Want to support. Listening. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Definitely.
Much love. All right. So let's get into this show. So you've been wanting to speak on this topic, and I didn't really get a chance to read up on it. Talk to me. Talk to me, Red. Talk to me.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, before, I think it was before Halloween, I mean, or maybe a couple of days before Halloween, a young lady in Brooklyn in the Canarsie area had got sexually assaulted by an older guy, maybe. I think she was like 13 or 14, and the guy was maybe about 20-something years old. But
Wow.
According to the article, they were saying that the young lady was, it was about a little after 11:30. She was walking to a friend's house, I guess in the neighborhood. She was going to the friend's house. It was on a Friday. So she seen the guy, and the guy started walking with her. Now, according to the article, they're saying that the guy knew the girl that she was walking to the house, knew that girl. So they're saying that he had sexually assaulted her because he walked with her to the girl's house. Now, I don't think she knew the dude. And, okay, but then again, it could have been a thing of maybe she knew the guy in the area, maybe she's seen him before, maybe she's seen him at the girl's house. Who knows? So now, I was on Facebook, and one of my son's friends, she put up a post about, oh, well, what kind of parent lets their child be out that time? And I mind you, this person is a young person, 23 years of age. And she's been, oh, well, how, where was the parent when this and that and the other, blah, 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 and this, that, and the other. So basically, it was kind of like she was sounding like she was victim blaming. And then again, it was kind of like she was sounding like, well, it was the parent's fault for letting her be out that time of night. Now, I to me, it's like, I'll say this. I don't think it's the parent's fault, and it shouldn't be a victim blaming anything. The young man should have knew better because he's older. But once again, we know that things happen. So now my thing is...
A predator is a predator. Simple.
Right. A predator is a predator. And I'm sure that's not his first time doing that. He just didn't get caught maybe the other times that he did it. Who knows? So now for her to say that, oh, well, where was the parent at and why was she out that time of night? I remember being 13 and 14 years old, and my friends lived down the block from me when we lived in Queens, and we used to walk from, they would walk me like halfway or whatever. Sometimes I would walk from their house to my house by myself. So my thing is that that could have happened to me. It could have happened to them. It could have happened, anytime, but it's not about a parent, like where's the parent? If this young lady is just going to her friend's house, nothing shouldn't be happening. So, I mean, things happen, but, she should just go to her friend's house, especially if they live in the neighborhood. But I don't think the parents should be to blame because she let the child go out 13, 14 years old or however old she was just to go to her friend's house. Maybe she was just going to the friend's house to get something. Maybe she was going to hang out. It's Friday night. That's what most teenagers do at 13 and 14 years of age.
Well, I mean, I don't know the circumstances I don't know the circumstances. I don't know, like, if the parents were even home at the time, you know. But, listen, you can't – parents are not 100% all the time. Parents
right.
make mistakes. You know, you're humans. They're adults. You know, that I mean, it, shit happens. But to blame the parent for letting their kid out a certain time, listen, you can't put that on the parent.
Right.
Maybe if you want to try and say maybe it was a judgment call that, you know, maybe,
right.
you know, maybe the judgment call wasn't the greatest. But then again, how many times did that girl do that or has been doing it and without
interest? Right, absolutely.
Now, all of a sudden,
right.
something happens, and then you know, you have that one person that wants it. You can try to shame the parents all you want. But listen, nowadays, some of these kids, they don't give a damn, and they don't want to listen when somebody tells
mm-hmm.
them. So, once again, we don't know if the parents were home. Kid could have just snuck out and said, oh, well, I'm going to do me. I'm going to do what I'm going to do, this, that, and the third. Like, we don't really know truly what happened. But
right.
the main thing is, you know, a sexual assault took place, and that's the thing we need to be concerned about is getting that dude off the street.
Right.
You know, instead of, like, blaming the parents for, you know what, maybe working extra so they can't be home because they got to take care of the bills or take care of their family. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Once again,
absolutely.
No one knows, you know, the details of the situation. But I can't put it on the parents. I mean, I'm sorry that happened to the young girl, but I can't really put it on the parents. Like, for her to do that.
Oh, no, I
mean,
I wouldn't
it's easy. It's easy to say. It's easy to put it on the parents because you're not in that position. You know what I'm saying? Some people are just looking to talk,
right.
you know, just to hear themselves talk. You know.
Absolutely.
This particular young lady,
that's exactly what she does.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, you know, that's one beautiful thing about the internet, you know, it allows you to just, you know, run your mouth sometimes, you know, and trust me,
yeah.
there are people that do it.
Yeah,
they do
I know.
It with, you know, they do it with ease. So, nah, but I like I said, we can't put that on the parent. Can't put that on the parent at all.
No, I definitely disagreed with that. That you can't put that on the parent because, like I said, we're human. Things happen. You know, just like you said, how many times did she do that anyway? And like I said, maybe it's just my thing is it might have been no big deal. She might have just she probably does that all the time. But just like you said, my thing is even with any incident that's happening now, why are we always blaming? We're always putting emphasis on the victim or somebody else instead of putting emphasis on getting the person caught or stopping this person from doing certain activities. Like, why? That's what I understand.
Because, once again, some people like to run their mouth, but at the same time, once you said it before, I've said it before, it boils down to accountability. And some people don't want to wear that.
Nope.
For people just don't want to wear that coat of accountability because it's too heavy, it's too hot, you know, it's too thick to just stand up and say, yeah, you know, I did wrong, like I screwed up. Some people just can't do that. For the life of me, I don't know why, but you know, it is what it is. You know, so. I mean, what can you know in the grand scheme of things? What can you really say?
Exactly.
In some cases, yeah. What can you really say?
Unbelievable.
I don't know.
Unbelievable.
But yeah. Well, you know, I believe it. I definitely believe it.
I believe it.
So, you know, I kind of wanted to get into. So, I was reading something. I came across an article about a school bus full of kids gets hit by a bus. The bus gets hit by bullets. I guess a shootout and you know happened in Brooklyn. And you know, some of the, you know, bullets hit the bus.
And
Yeah, that's.
And that wasn't a cheese that's bus. That was the crazy. It was an MTA bus.
For the MTA bus. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So I'm just like, you know, I don't know what to say. I do and I don't. Because, you know, in this country, you know, violence is glorified. You know, guns are, like, well protected. Like, people who have guns and the idea of guns, the whole idea is more protected than most black and brown people, you know,
right,
in this country. I don't see the fascination. But at the same time, how are you, like, having a shootout, like, what time?
And
it
happened this morning, right?
This was so somewhere between near Pennsylvania and Dumont in Brooklyn.
Right, that happened this morning because I heard a lot of police, the helicopters around here this morning, around nine something, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, a 32-year-old man was shot multiple times in the abdomen, you know, and he was taken to the hospital where he died. But it's crazy how this just happens, like, in broad daylight.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, come on, man. I mean, really? Like, this is how we're living. This is the world that we're living in where people just want to start shooting at each other during the day on, you know, in a populated area.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what movies a lot of these cats be watching, or I don't know why they try to, you know, like, it ain't that serious, man. I don't think it's ever been that serious where you feel like you got to go and just shoot somebody because you got some type of beef. You know, there's always hands. You know, there's always other ways of, you know, as the elders used to say, there's more than one way to skin a cat. But I don't see what's the purpose of shooting each other. And the thing is, when especially when this thing happens, of course, it always happens in the black neighborhoods, and then, you know, the media feeds into the hype, and other people, you know, turn around like, oh, yeah, these Negroes are violent, they're shooting each other, the school buses, they're shooting up every goddamn thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it feeds into the stereotypical, you know, attitude and image that people have of us, and it's not helping. I mean, some people really don't care. Like, you know, what we're saying right now fall on deaf ears. They really don't care. But the sad part is you only care when it happens to you. Like, if your ass get popped or somebody, a loved one gets popped, then you care. Like, come on, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't take the gun issue lightly. I'm not a gun advocate. I mean, it is what it is, but I don't take it lightly, man. There's certain things you can't come back from. And death, of course, is one of them. You can't come back from that. But you can come back from a fight. You know.
Yeah, but nobody wants to do that anymore. That's nobody wants to do that anymore. It's like I'd rather get rid of you off this earth than to just, you know, just like you said, just fight him. Whip his ass one time or let him whip your ass one time. Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, listen. That was the ultimate, you know, that was one of the ultimate proofs of, like, you know, who was better than who. Like, you catch those hands, somebody, you know, hey, listen, may he rest in peace. Like John Witherspoon said in the movie Friday, you win some, you lose some, but at least you live to fight another day. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, that's important, but, you know, like I said, man, I don't know, man. Like, once again, we live in a world where violence, especially this country, where violence is just glorified. Like, it's gratuitous. It's okay to just do violent things to other people and kill and stab and rape. Like, you know, just violate each other. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's okay in this place. I don't know about any other places because I haven't been there, but I know that in this country, like, violence is just, like, number one. Sex and violence, man. It's out of control. But then when you have issues like, you know, 14-year-old girls getting sexually assaulted, not to say that it couldn't happen any other place on earth, but, I mean, hey, it happened here.
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was wondering, you know, I heard all of that. You know, I was hearing, and, I, you know, I've been noticing, I think since before Halloween, I've been hearing a lot of, like, the police, like, the NYPD helicopters in this area, you know, like, within the last, like, yeah, within the last 2 to 3 weeks. And I'm like, well, who the hell they got? Like, you can't be looking for somebody every damn day. Who the hell y'all looking for, Bigfoot? Like, come on. Like, it's crazy.
Well, because,
yeah, because it's like,
it's the season, and people are looking to get into trouble and, you know, just start looking to do things, whether it's little robberies or here and there. Listen, you also got to, you know, NYPD also got to use their resources, you know, the helicopters, you know, the other little things. They got to use these things. They can't just let them sit around and not use them. So, you know, they got to exercise the toys every once in a while. But once again, maybe in certain areas, if they weren't doing all the dumb shit, there wouldn't be a need for it.
Right.
But once again,
that's ridiculous.
We some of us give them reason to do what they do. Some of us give them real good reason to do what they do. And, I mean, sometimes can you blame them?
Right.
Yeah, you know, you really can't.
Man.
You know,
terrible.
And so I gotta ask, have you been watching any of these impeachment?
Actually, today I actually watched one, and you know
so,
what? I'm gonna say this.
So,
listen, they better be glad I ain't there, because if I was there, I'd have been laughing through the whole thing. I'm sorry, because the things that they were saying. So, like, the things that they were saying that the old orange guy was saying, it was just like it was like you talking to like a teenager, so, or a little kid, or they were, you know, it was just ridiculous. Like, they were talking about how he was supposed to go to, I think it was Russia or something like that. Basically, he didn't want to meet with them because Giuliani told him something, and he told them, oh, well, y'all are bad people, and, oh, I think they trying to set me up. And I said, you know what? This man sounds like a five-year-old, like a little kid or something. It was just ridiculous. That's the only one that I really was, because it's just like, you know what? Y'all know this man is not doing what he's supposed to do. Y'all know this man is corrupt. Just get him out of here. What are you doing all of that and talking to him and what he said to this one and who told him this and who told him that? I'm like, oh, gosh. I can't even bother to, like, that right there, I was just like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I really have no interest in watching any of it. To be honest with you, I really don't even care how it works out, whether he gets impeached or not. Like, you know what I'm saying? It really doesn't, you know, disturb my life either way, you know, sadly. You know, like,
he
was like, oh, wow, it's crazy you think like that. Yeah, I mean, because it doesn't. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, eventually karma will catch up with him for whatever he's done. But we're sitting up there, you know, you're spending all this money, these hundreds of thousands of dollars on these impeachment proceedings, and what, you're probably still going to let them walk anyway.
Right, exactly.
So it's the purpose.
People holding up production just to sit there and listen to that nonsense all day long, of what he said and what he tweeted, or the, what, you know, recordings of what he said. Nobody don't care about that.
Yeah, and like, you know, especially this time of year, it's holiday season, man. People more concerned about their turkeys and cooking and everything else. Nobody really gives a damn. Nobody
and I know
it's
just, well, they were saying they didn't want to have another government shutdown like they did last year. Oh, my God. Just because this damn fool don't want
to. Well, how are you going to have another government shutdown? I don't understand. Like, what does one thing have to do with the other?
I don't understand. I don't understand that either. I just was sitting there listening to that, and all I could do was like when I was listening to it, and I thought, where the hell is where the hell did he come from in this whole thing? I started hearing his name. I said, what? Giuliani? The hell? Oh, boy. Two idiots that don't know what the hell they doing. Well, he damn sure don't know what he's doing in life.
And you know what? That's the whole thing. It's not really any of my business. Like I said, it doesn't really affect me at all. I kind of don't.
Right. Exactly.
I don't care. You know, there's other things, you know, to like talk about in the world, like how people are about to go lose their goddamn mind next Friday. After Thanksgiving.
God.
If you really want to talk. Because, yo, listen, all right. I love it when they talk about, once you get the science behind it, you get the science. So, Black Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be a day where after Thanksgiving. First of all, I don't see how you go eat and then, like, go stand in a line for hours. You go eat and stand on the line for hours to just wait to buy a TV or to buy like
that you brought last year.
Yeah.
The same damn TV.
Yeah, I really just don't understand. And listen, I'm not trying to, you know, like knock anyone's hustle, but like Green Acres Mall in Valley Stream. Like, how many times has somebody been killed over like a stampede? Like, yo, come on, man. Like, really? Like, this is what we're doing?
And yeah, because you got to buy this.
This is why in the alien movies, we always get taken out. We always get taken out. We don't last long in the alien movies. Even though by the end, you know, they try to make it like we try. Listen, aliens come today, we done. We lost. They ain't no winning. They ain't no fucking winning. Y'all could hype that shit all you want. They ain't no goddamn money.
Right.
They coming. We going.
Just
but
to buy
I'm
the same TV, and you buy three, four of them TVs, and so what the hell y'all doing? Are y'all breaking up the TVs when y'all get home and this day? Oh, Black Friday, we got to buy a new TV.
Exactly.
Oh,
you know what's crazy? Throughout the course of the year, you may see the same TV on sale for the same goddamn price. Listen, unless you're giving away 60-inch TVs for like $200, there's no purpose in going crazy. Because what real deal are you getting?
Right, exactly. That's what I say.
Yeah, so people about to lose their mind. And like I said, hopefully no one gets hurt. You know, because people just like wilding out. You know, you got people in the parking lots of these places that, you know, people buying stuff and they go back and why would you buy something and go back to your car, put it in your car, and then go back in the store? Really? Like, really? You know, you should know that somebody is watching what you're doing.
Exactly.
And there's a strong possibility by the time you get back to your car, your
that shit
gonna
be gone.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, why, you know?
Listen.
I don't know.
I did Black Friday, I think, one time years ago when the kids were small, and that was the most horrible experience I ever had. But you know what's so funny?
I'm sure.
It was only here in New York. When we went out to Jersey, it was a total different atmosphere. Everything, you know, the stores were still kind of crowded, but not like how it is here in New York. That Walmart was horrible. This is what I was saying with the TV. You have people with those dollies with like six TVs on them. I'm like, where the hell are they going with six TVs?
And then they let you know, you know, like there's a certain amount per person, and they only have limited quantities.
Oh my God, I can't believe it.
You stand in line all night. Now I remember one time many moons ago, like my baby mama, she did it, and I was like, I'm not going nowhere with you. So me and the kids stayed in the house, and I think it was about one. And you know what? I would have been like, yo, you creeping out the house like you cheating, but you actually just creeping out the house to go buy electronics. Unbelievable. So she got up like 2 o'clock in the morning. 2 o'clock in the morning to just go drive to, like, I think it was the Best Buy.
Mm-hmm.
To get something. And I was like, are you serious? Came back in the house, took a little nap, and then went back out. Like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's what my friend, like, that's what my friend used to do.
I was like, yep. Like, nah.
That's what she used to do. Go get up 2 o'clock in the morning, go out, come back at like four, you know, come back, go to sleep for a couple hours, then go back at like 5 or 6 o'clock. I'm like, girl, you crazy. Get out of here with that.
Yo, nah, not me, man. I just can't. I can't do that. I mean, to each his own, but I just can't rock with that. But that,
I think it's just the hype. You know what I think it is with that? It's just the hype. I think people just, it's just a hype thing. Like, oh, Black Friday. You know what? I'm going.
Yo.
After I swallow this damn turkey.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and
I'm
gonna
go
get me a TV. Yeah.
I'm going to go stand in front of Target for until 8 o'clock.
Yo.
Excuse me. People are so damn stupid.
Yo, it's crazy. I mean, like I said, it just really, it doesn't make sense. I mean, I guess it doesn't have to make sense to me or you, but people just do it because maybe they just like doing it. Like, I'm not out in the cold. Like, it's not like you're waiting for concert tickets or something like that. You know,
yeah.
I can kind of understand that. But you're waiting outside for, like a TV or like a microwave.
The next iPhone or microwave.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. What kind of
electronics?
That's what I'm saying. But besides the TV, what other kind of electronics are they looking for? Besides the damn TV,
I don't know. It always seems, well, you know what? It's also the video games. I mean, I don't play video games. I really don't keep up with it.
Oh,
but sometimes,
you know what? You're right.
Because I remember one year, GameStop was they had something going on, and they had the PS4s for like $150, and I didn't realize, and you know, the kids wanted one, but I didn't realize that the normal price on them was like, I think it was like $300 or something.
Yeah.
Like that. So I was, but my thing is, like, so how are you giving away a $300 item for $150? Unless it was $150 to begin with, you just jacked up the price.
Right, you just jacked up the price.
Yeah, I forgot the video games.
Yeah, that yeah. I can. Okay, the thing, the video games. I remember the boys. You know, they crazy with that. So yeah, the video game. But I still didn't see the purpose of doing that. But I guess, you know, whatever. But I'd rather play Cyber Monday.
Yeah, you know what? And that's what I think a lot of people are getting into. Like, you know, they'll just buy stuff online, computer. But then at the same time, you got to be careful because people are stealing packages. What the? Really?
Yeah.
Like, you know, listen, once again, tis the season. You got to watch the packages that you order, whatever cards and stuff you get in the mail, because people's opening stuff. And, yo, man, people get robbed.
You get jacked. Like I said, Santa got jacked.
Yeah, like, yo, did you get that Christmas card? What Christmas card? I sent you a Christmas card. Oh, yeah, I did. No, I didn't get nothing. But some people will still and open it up, continue mailing the card and take whatever out. Like, you know, some people still send money in cards in the mail. How do you send money in a card in the mail?
Listen,
people still doing
some
that.
People still do it. Some people still do that.
I don't know why.
Listen. My father still write checks. I used to write checks.
Damn. Well, you know, I'm glad people still doing that, but I just find that that's a real ancient art. Like, you write a check now. Like, I'd rather just, like, pay online or something.
Right. We do it online. Absolutely. But you got people that say he still does that too. Send money through the mail and write it. I said, Daddy, you do know that people pay their bill. I ain't paying no bill. Okay, all right.
But you know, sometimes you gotta say, listen, even though when you do online, like bill paying and stuff like that, anything or any transaction online, you know, I mean, there's a possibility of getting hacked.
Yeah, yeah, that's definitely that.
Something happened. But
let me tell you something. Go ahead.
You know, it's more convenient to do that than write a check, because then you send out a check and you got to wait. They got to wait to get it, and they got to wait to cash it. And I don't know. I remember back in the days, you know, when you used to check, you timed it. So it was like, all right, my due date is on the 15th. So if I send the check, as long as it's post-dated by a certain time and they get it by a certain day, that means it's considered paid. And then by the time I get paid, the money will be in the account, and then boom. Or you got a post-dated check, like post-dated. So you send it out, like, you know, you date it for a certain date and you send it on the day that you think it might get there. But still, you know, as long as they received it, you know, it's considered bad.
Yeah, that's how it go.
Nah, I mean,
that
yo,
is
it's,
how it
you
go.
Know, it's all good. You know, it's all good.
You got to be careful anyway. Even, you know, just like you said, that online. So, because, you know, you got a lot of people that, you know, you got the, you know, the sad part about it, like now with things going on, like the hack, not the hackers, people that do the scamming thing, like the people that go on the dark web and they get through, you know, they could get through, you know, and do stuff. It's like, oh boy, you got to watch out for that too.
Yo,
that's why they got the chips in the cards and all that other stuff.
Yeah, but you know, anything that they make, they can turn around and anything that they make, you know, somebody always turns around and make a way to break it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm looking at it like this. First of all, I don't know if you heard about these little scams that they're doing with Social Security. Like, it'll be somebody from a Social Security office or saying they're from Social Security. People claiming that they're from Social Security and saying that, they'll send you like a recorded message, and they'll be telling you that your Social Security number has been compromised, like it's being used, and you got to call this number and this, that, and the third. And, yo.
Yeah.
Listen. To all the people out there, especially the elderly, please inform me. As we all, as some of us should know, Social Security don't call you.
Nope.
Just like the IRS, they don't call you. They'll send you something in the mail. Paper trail. But there are people out there that get these phone calls and they get a little nervous, and then they start giving out information. Now, Social Security, why would you give them your Social Security number if they already have it?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I think, you know, especially now, once again, 'tis the season, you're going to have a lot of that stuff going on, phone calls and people trying to sham you and stuff like that. And it's crazy. Like, I've got a couple of those phone calls, and one dude told me, you have multiple warrants in Texas. I was like, in Texas? First of all, I ain't never been to Texas. Yeah, I ain't never been to Texas. So he was like, yeah, you have warrants in Texas. I said, well, listen, motherfucker, come get me. Say, if you know where I'm at right now, then just come get me. I'll be waiting by the door.
No, you are wanted, Texas.
Yeah. I ain't never been to Texas. How you gonna tell me somebody? I got warrants.
Unbelievable.
How did my New York ass get up in Texas? I just don't understand. And I ain't never been there.
Right.
So I'm like, man, you know, people gotta watch it. They scamming hard out here.
They sure are. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Well,
it doesn't make any sense.
Yo, I want to talk to you about something. What do you think about some of these cops out here that are, you know, doing illicit things, wind up getting caught, and the people, some of the people that they have arrested, wind up getting freed because of it? Like, what do you think? What are your thoughts on that?
Now,
because I came across
an
article.
That they...
Well, I came across an article where a man was, you know, was convicted of a crime, you know, but the cop was tainted. And the whole thing is, you know, he's after 24 years behind bars, he's going to be a free man.
Yeah. Okay, so you're
what
saying...
What do you think about that?
the cop was dirty.
Yeah, the story that I came across was this dude, he spent 24 years in prison for a murder rap. And they freed him, you know, making him like the 15th suspect busted by tainted former detective Louis Scarella. You know, now apparently this Louis Scarella, you know, he's a former cop, you know, dirty cop, and you know, busted a lot of people, but you know, his arrests were tainted. Now, my thing is, of course, I wasn't there. I don't know the situation. You know, if the guy's innocent, you know, God bless him. You know, sorry you had to even go through all that. But, you know, some people in some cases are guilty of a little something. And the fact that this guy just wound up, like, what about the people that he did arrest, you know, lawfully? You know, what happens to their cases? What if they look into their case and then somebody, you know, like a cop tainting something.
Right.
Just kind of ruin the situation. It can cut a good person loose or it can cut a bad person loose. That's how I'm kind
right.
of looking
Right, so it's
at.
Like up and down, like a thin line with that.
Yeah, because if his arrests were questionable, then what does that say about all his arrests? If he had
right.
a couple that were questionable and they knew that he was, you know, he was dirty, you know, what does that say for all his arrests?
Right, they're gonna look into that. If that's happening a lot, they're probably gonna be looking into all his arrests, right? Like all the like times when he were arresting people, they're gonna look into that. They're gonna investigate a lot of that.
Well, like I said, and from what I've read, this is the 15th person.
Wow.
That had their conviction thrown out. 15.
Imagine how many more there is.
Yeah, I am
looking even deeper.
Yeah, but like I said, what happens when you know, what are those times where he did actually make a lawful arrest? Just because it was him, it's still not a good look.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So it's the fact that somebody who doesn't deserve to have the freedom could be going free, and somebody who does deserve it doesn't get it. May or may not get
it. Doesn't get it, right.
It's questionable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. When, you know, me and someone was having a conversation about the whole thing about integrity. And, you know, nowadays, I guess, you know, when we're looking on the media, if you have to, you know, kind of go with that, you know, cops and their behavior, you know, are just like, you know, kind of really a little out of control. But the whole thing is, I don't want people to sit back and look at it as police. Because then, just like they, you know, just like black people or Hispanic people or Indian people have a problem with being grouped and labeled because of one or two people.
Right.
You know, I don't think cops should be grouped. If you, if that's your job, that's your job. But that doesn't mean that's you. That's not a representation of you.
I mean,
sometimes we have to learn to separate the two. A lot of people out there disrespecting police. Listen, if you're being disrespectful, of course expect to get your ass smacked or something else. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, expect for something to go wrong. But if you're turning around and you're doing the right thing, you know, I mean, 9 times out of 10, hopefully, everything should go well, I guess, you know. But
right, if you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, but I'll let the, you know, the official man, you know, jump on that one because, you know, he always knows what to say. The hot rod.
Listen,
hot rod.
I'm innocent. I am innocent, okay? I'm not guilty. I mean, no, I am guilty. No, I'm not guilty. I don't know what the hell
you're
I
guilty
am
of something. You're guilty of something. We may not know what it is just yet. I mean, K-Dog knows that he's guilty of something, but you know, we just haven't found
Kato
the body
yet. Kato was born guilty, okay? Kato was born guilty. The second he came out,
he was born guilty.
He's been guilty.
Man, what are y'all talking about, man? Listen, man, I ain't
guilty. Man, what are y'all talking about?
What are y'all talking about? What's up, everybody? Sorry I'm late,
what's
y'all.
Up?
You know, people. Oh, hot rod, man. I'm sorry I stepped on your foot, brother. But anyway, man, listen. People want to open me up.
You was online for the Popeye's chicken sandwich. That's why you was late. Let's admit to that. Already,
yeah.
Okay?
Oh my god.
Man.
Yes.
What's up, everybody?
What's up?
Okay, dog. What's going on?
What's up? What's
so,
good, y'all?
What's the hot topics y'all discussing?
Yeah,
we just doing, you know, some
a little bit
of
everything.
Yeah, but do you guys know about the stop and frisk policy from Bluebird that he apologized for it?
Okay, yeah, that's what one of the things I was about to get into, and like, because I don't pay attention.
Not too far from where I live, Michael Bloomberg, who might run for president, was speaking at the Christian church full of black people. And he told her that the policy of stop and frisk was a bad idea. So my question is to you guys, and this is a little bit too late to apologize about stop and frisk. And Brother B, do you think this was a good idea in the beginning of stop and frisk, or it was blown out of proportion?
I'll say this. He's an idiot. Because first of all, he apologized in front of the CCC congregation, which is, you know, mostly black. And the thing is, you're only doing that because you're trying to get those votes in so you can try and run. I already see through that. He knew it was a bad idea from the beginning.
But maybe someone advised him to do that maybe back then, 6 years ago. Who knows? Maybe they had, maybe look good on paper. I'm not defending him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see, you know, both sides of why they made that decision back then. You know.
But he knew that was a bad decision to do that or to put that out there because he knew off the bat, or maybe he didn't, I don't know, or maybe whoever put it to his ear knew that you know who they're going to target first. You know they was going to target none of their people. They was going to target everybody in the urban neighborhoods, of course.
Yes.
That was a horrible idea.
No, it was. It was very bad because you know what happened? Let me just say this. It's like, What Mayor Bloomberg did as mayor, and that was a very bad decision because you know what it did? It caused a lot of problems. People were being stopped unnecessarily. You know, if you walk into a certain neighborhood, what are you doing here? You know, and stuff like that. And it's like, you're like, man, I can't even walk through this neighborhood without being harassed.
Their own neighborhood at that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? I'm going to take a different stance. I kind of agree with it, but I don't. I think there should have been stipulations. That's the problem. If you're going to do it, you know, you need to do a little more than just have probable cause. Like, just because somebody's wearing, like, a pea coat and it's, like, 80 degrees outside is not a reason to stop and frisk. Like, maybe they just got low blood or something like that. Like, I like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. But I think that it just could have been, you know, just revamped. Like, I think
handle,
it should have been some
handle, handle it differently.
Exactly, because
right.
you have some
right.
people out there in the uniform mm-hmm. that want to turn around and be like, oh, stop and frisk. Well, I can just stop anybody. And the whole
right.
thing is they will just stop anybody, especially ones who they know they're going to give them in trouble, give them trouble. And if you resist,
yeah.
that means you're going to get arrested.
Yes.
And you know what
you know
else
what I mean?
That caused, too? And another thing I wanted to add is that it also caused a friction between the committee, between the community and the police.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you why, because
of
people,
course.
You know, allow me to play devil's advocate for a few. You do need the police to work in your area. You do need the police to protect. You need the police. But however, what the problem is that people are like, man, you know, it's causing a problem because it's causing a friction because people are beginning to distrust the police, and you have some police officers out there who abuse their power, so they feel like, you know what, I could do whatever I want and get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
but
you, well,
but you know what?
Go ahead.
But wait, real quick, you know that as much as we would like to think of that, the job of a cop is not really, the job of a cop is not really protecting. It's them upholding the law. If you break the law,
right.
that's your ass. But if you're
yeah.
not, if you're not breaking any of the laws on the books, like, they're really not bound to, like, to protect you from anybody. They can be a deterrent, but protecting you is just something that they just really don't have to do. They have to uphold the law. That's their job. Some people want to say that they're sworn to, you know, to they take this oath of protecting, but really it's all about the law.
Protect and serve.
Yeah, exactly. But they protect the law. It's not about,
but what
it's not
about
any
people?
One of us. Huh?
I'm sorry, but what about the church people that said, you know, I saw in the news, I'm like, only most church people say that, how, you know what, we must forgive Bloomberg for what he has done. He made a mistake. He made up for it. Let's move on. And all, and yada, 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 yada. Do you think because of their religious belief of forgive and forget, that is part of the problem with society today, or most black people today? They like to forgive and forget.
Well, I'm going to let caller 8931
yeah.
answer that.
Oh, no, not him. Please, not him. Anybody but him, please.
anybody but me,
mm-hmm.
huh?
Oh, damn.
Oh,
Sean! Here he is.
Oh, I'm Black.
Sean Black.
Doing, Sean?
Yeah,
y'all respect him family. I guess I'm in the building once again. How's that?
Respect him.
Thank
respect
you.
Respect him family.
Yes.
Hello.
What do you think, Sean?
How's
Sean's thoughts? We good, Sean. We good. How are you, sir?
I'm
good.
I guess the question of the elephant in the room is about how this whole stop and frisk thing is being looked at, and the apology that he subsequently talked about former Mayor Michael Bloomberg made in Brooklyn a couple nights ago. I guess you'd have to look at it from the standpoint of a man that's running for office, potentially. He hasn't officially done anything yet, although he's filed some paperwork. Maybe he might be in Iowa. Maybe he might do something, whatever his intentions are. But I know, and Hot Rod and I have talked about this over the years, so he knows my contempt for Bloomberg in general.
And he loves it with a passion.
But in the three terms that Bloomberg had in office as mayor in New York, twice as a Republican, once as an independent, 2.5 million people were caught up by stop and frisk. Over that time period, only 2% of them had any kinds of weapons or any contraband on them. Now, I want you to think about that stat. And realizing now that the sensitive nature of what's going on today, when we know that the majority of people that are being either pulled over in cars by police or having the stop and frisk done to them are being racially profiled are African-Americans, Hispanics. That's usually where it tends to be. And I think in his eyes right now, he's trying to basically look at, okay, I'm sensitive to everything. I'm sorry. And do I believe his apology? Do I believe what he's doing? Eh. You could flip a coin in the air and try to determine whether or not. But as I I've stated before,
but why you don't believe him though? Don't you think he's real sorry that he wouldn't let you screw up, and he's desperate for the black and Latino vote?
That's the thing.
Of course, that's what
that's
I think it's
question.
About.
It's about the vote. It's all about the vote.
It has to be about that.
In my voice, you can tell that I don't believe any of that at all. I think he started for people that don't realize that Bloomberg, before he became a Republican, was a registered Democrat. And I guess in his mind, becoming a Republican gave him a better shot at winning the mayoral candidacy, which he did. And as I've already said before, where I part away from any respect for him are a couple of things, but one of the main things is how he seemingly bought his third term. For those that
don't know,
in the New York City, a mayoral candidacy, it is on the books that you are only allowed two terms. He went through the courts, opened up getting a chance to run for a third term, won the third term, and then went back to the courts to kill anybody else behind him getting that third term.
What
so you can look at
man.
That and basically
that
say,
man.
Do we feel confident enough that his apology is sincere? If you really believe he's the flip side of the current president, just on the liberal side, that's for you to determine. Personally, I don't believe it at all.
So you're saying that if he become president, God forbid, he would bring back the stop and frisk and frisk everybody again throughout the whole country?
I sincerely doubt it.
Well, there's a bunch of things Bloomberg did that was wrong. There's a bunch of things, like in terms of their education, in terms of the housing. I mean, look how much rent. Rent is at its highest point.
But see, remember, he's
even
the
worse.
Bell.
That's the thing. We keep putting these businessmen into these offices and not people not people that's about the people. Isn't that what presidents and stuff supposed to be about, the people?
It's not about the people anymore.
Most mayoral candidates in New York, how they're determined in a lot of instances is how they handle weather, blizzards, rainstorms, hurricanes, etc.
Listen, let's bring back. Listen, we need David Dinkins back. Where's he at?
When he was in office, we had a blizzard in the New York City area, and he determined, after trying not to give any school days and closing the schools, now we've got 15 inches of snow and it's 8 degrees outside. Well, since you're not going to work at school, why don't you go ahead to a nice Broadway show and go see the town? Well, the tertiary streets that were covered in snow got no attention at all for anybody to even get to the store.
And he was horrible at the Spanish speaking.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Necesito Hurricane Sandia. What are you talking about, sir? Hurricane. Man, get out of here with that.
Well, I'll put it to you like
this. At least he tried,
or at least appeared to try.
Oh, man.
He's terrible.
With less than 60 seconds, Sean Black, K-Dog, Big Red, Hot Rod,
yeah.
It's been a pleasure. I hope you guys will be doing the show. The
also,
come on, you guys are missing
the
action.
Together, that's all.
Now, listen, man, real life is real life. It happens, man.
Yeah.
You see, we wasn't around last week.
That was Big Red's fault, I bet.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
Red. Red didn't get me a chicken sandwich, so I had to go stand online by myself. So once again, hopefully everyone has a great night. Absolute Truth, Monday nights, 10:30 p.m. What, 10:30, or y'all doing it at 10?
I don't know anymore. I can't keep up.
Okay, you know, in between 10 and 10:30.
Yeah, I know.
On Blog Talk.
Well, we have a question mark for that,
but
one.
Give or take a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I'm on it. All right, y'all. Everybody have a good night. Enjoy the rest of your week.
You too. Later, guys.
Peace out.
Good night, everybody.
Later.